Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about getting back into good habits. And the question that we've been asked is one of the ladies who's listening in says, look, she really wants to get into some good habits, but she doesn't have time to get to the gym and to do all these really kind of crazy things that people like to do in the new year, which often are quite time consuming and often fall by the wayside by the middle of January. So we're going to talk about how to be healthy easily. That's what today's all about. In the meantime, let's have a look at some of your questions. If you're watching this on YouTube, please now hit subscribe. And if you're listening to this on your audio platforms, please share this with your friends and family so that we can get the word out there, because we are committed to helping you owning your health. Now, in the meantime, Annette has said, I love my gua sha. Now, Annette, you haven't said whether that was your face or your body one, but I'm hoping it's both. I love my gua sha. And I think one of the things that I will say to everybody about the secret of glowing skin, because people do comment on my skin a lot as a 52-year-old who does not indulge in many of these sort of injectables, is that gua sha is just the secret to glowing skin. So it is a really brilliant technique to learn, not just for your face, but for your body as well. Linda, she says, thank you. Your videos keep providing health and a way forward. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do, Linda. That is what Own Your Health is all about. Giving you really simple advice, which is going to make a massive difference to how you look and feel. So today's topic is all about coming up with some simple solutions that are going to make a massive difference, because that's what the new year tends to kind of make us think about. People tend to overindulge over the Christmas and the new year period. They go back to their normal lives and think, oh my God, I feel a bit overwhelmed, a bit bloated. I need to get some good habits. I need to cut back in terms of how much socialising I'm doing, the amount I'm indulging. I'm probably feeling a bit skint as well after the Christmas period. So January is going to be me going to the gym, me not drinking anything, me being on some really, really sort of, you know, strict diet and all the rest of it. And often what then happens is by the middle of January, which is roughly when we're recording this, just about, we hit the Blue Monday. And all these things have fallen by the wayside. I think there's some stat that says about 75% of these resolutions have failed by the time we get to the Blue Monday mark. I think Vix is just going to have a quick look there. 55. I think it's 55%. Well, over half. Okay. And if it's not over half, then often it's kind of a January of suffering. We were just talking before we came onto the programme now, just talking about what we were up to. And sometimes these intentions that we set are simply just too tough. And one of the things that I say is that if you set too hard a target in the first place, it just feels a bit overwhelming. And that's probably why you weren't doing it in the first place. The reason why you weren't doing it is because it's too hard to fit into your life. So Olivia has messaged in, and she's very much on this tack, which is why I'm bringing it to your attention. She says, Katie, it's the new year and I'm feeling a bit stuck and groggy and just not really myself. I know it's the time of year that everyone goes to the gym, but I just don't really have time. Do you have anything that could help me feel a bit more balanced without having to dedicate huge amounts of time? The short answer to this question is yes, I absolutely bloody well do. This is Own Your Health time, and this is what I specialise in, because if you do the simple things well, you often find that you don't need to do the more complicated things, and you don't need to overwhelm yourself with too vigorous or too ambitious a target only to then fail. You're much, much better taking the January month where we are right now as a slow, steady start. So really what you want to do at this time of year is to get some simple things established, get some groundwork. And once you've got those basic things in line and you're doing them, because that's the key, doing them, doing the basic things and sticking to them. So let's make them simple, because let's to start with think about some things that we're already doing that you definitely do. So you definitely eat, you definitely drink, you definitely brush your teeth, you definitely wash yourself. Okay, so those are some definite things that you do. You definitely breathe, you definitely move. Now, you might not be moving enough, but you're definitely moving, you know, you're getting out of bed in the morning, most people, and moving around your house. And most people would be moving outside. You might not be running 3 miles or training for a marathon, but you will be mobile. OK, so the first thing that we've got to do is strip things back to the absolute basics. And here we go again. I'm going to start with the breath, because breath is the thing that you're doing the most of. You're breathing thousands and thousands of times a day. It's the thing that you do more of than anything else. So you've got to get the breath work right. And the great thing about working with your breath is that you're doing it anyway. So conscious breathing is a very, very simple extension from unconscious breathing, where you're basically doing it without realizing. So I've talked about this a lot. The first thing you've got to do is attach conscious breathing to something that you already do a lot of. So I find I go on my phone a lot. So what I do is every time I go on my phone, I go, oh, I'm going on my phone. Right. I'm going to take deep conscious breaths. So what is that? I slowly breathe in. I linger at the top of the breath, letting it just absorb. I slowly breathe out and I linger at the bottom. So whilst I'm continuing to talk, just do that with me now whilst you're listening to the podcast. And you will notice that you're already starting to relax. Make a commitment to yourself to attach it to something that you already do. Sit here now and go, right, this is my January resolution. Every time I go on my phone or lift up my laptop or make a cup of tea or walk out of my front door, I am going to take those conscious breaths. And just commit to it and do it. Right, next. One of the other things that you do is you eat. So let's just make some simple tweaks to eating. First of all, look at your food before you eat it and allow yourself a moment to start to salivate before you start eating, because that immediately gets the digestive enzymes working. So enjoy your food. Okay, don't sit there thinking, oh, I can't have this and I shouldn't have that and stripping it all out and make it all boring. Obviously be healthy, obviously eat seasonally, but enjoy what's on your plate in front of you. Now, I, funnily enough, put a story up last night on my social media where I was having a little bit of a sinful moment, shall we say, and I was about to eat some chocolate. Interestingly, I didn't in the end, but let me tell you what I said to the community last night was, I was going to have a piece of leftover Christmas chocolate because I'd had a long day. I was making a cup of tea and I thought, do you know what? I really do fancy something sweet. And I am all about positive reinforcement. And so what I did to make the something sweet look really sumptuous was I put a little bit on a small little dish, which then sat on a dish a little bit bigger, which I then put on a side plate, which I then put on a big plate, now which I then put on a table mat. Now, it's a trick that I learned from one of my many trips to Japan. And what I noticed in Japan, because they're famed for their cuisine, they're famed for their small portions. And one thing that I learned from being there was that the way they presented small amounts of food extremely well. Whereas in the West, we tend to have a big plate. And the thing with a big plate is you have to load it up. And if you don't load it up, it looks a little bit meagre. So your little sort of 100 ounce of fish with a few sprigs of broccoli on the side looks a little bit depressing when it's shoved on a big plate in front of you. So I showed you what to do, which is you put your smaller amount of food on a little plate and then you set it very nicely. And then what I did was I set a tea set in front of it, which was a beautiful glass teapot, which I've got from Fortnum Masons. It was a Christmas gift. I love it. And then I've got my tea paraphernalia. So I've got a nice glass and then I've got another glass to put the insert bit in. So there's a lot of fuss going on. And actually, from a calorie point of view and from a portion control point of view, not a lot was happening. Okay, now it happened to be chocolate that I was doing it with. And okay, people were criticizing again, no, you shouldn't be talking about chocolate. But actually, this podcast is about reality. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of chocolate if you fancy it. It's about the amount that you're going to eat. 100 grams of dairy milk, it's probably not the best idea. A small amount of dark chocolate, actually, there are health benefits to that. Carob also has health benefits. And in this particular case, it was neither of those things. It was literally a bit of leftover Thornton's from the Christmas chocolate box I'd been given. So probably a little bit high in sugar, but it wasn't that much. So there wasn't this, I mustn't, I can't, I'm being naughty, I'm being sinful, I shouldn't, I should, I can't, I mustn't, oh my God. And the narrative. I just went off the idea because then I just sat down and had a really lovely cup of tea and that was the end of it. But I'd set the food into a very, very beautiful aesthetic that made it look sumptuous. It made it have a fuss. It made it ceremonial and it made it feel like I was honouring my body rather than depriving myself. And this is one of the most important things that we need to do when we are setting ourselves health targets, is to not think that being healthy is equal to suffering, and being sinful is actually like something that's enjoyable. So enjoyment equals bad, suffering equals healthy. It's not true. So now we've got some basics. So that's food. Okay, just to add to the presentation of food and the honouring of food, just eat organically as best you possibly can. Eat seasonally. Okay, eat locally. Batch cook. You can use cheap ingredients because cheap ingredients are seasonal and local. And you can make amazing food from, if you're a meat eater, from chicken carcasses, which are free. My butcher gives them to me for nothing. I get them for free because he's so busy chopping off the chicken breasts for everyone else that he's got nothing to do with these. And yet that's all the bone. And that's incredibly good. Turnip tops, carrot tops, potato peelings. There's all these things that you can make really good food out of. And it doesn't have to cost the earth. And actually, it's better for the earth as well. So eating seasonally, eating cheaply, using a slow cooker. It's using a wok. These really simple things are very economical and good for the environment and good for your body too and good for your pocket, okay? And that's really good for kind of making some seasonal habits. Then we can go to things that perhaps you're already doing but perhaps not enough of. And we talk about going to the gym. Human bodies are designed to just move. You don't need to go to the gym to move. You can just move, okay? Human beings didn't used to go to the gym. That's a relatively new thing that sort of started in the late 20th century. And it's a mindset of, I'm sitting here doing my job and then I'm going to go to the gym. Okay, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that, okay? So the first idea is to just use your phone. Okay, most people I know have phones and most phones have that step counter on them. Now, everyone talks to me, they go, oh, Katie, you're obsessed with your step counter. And I am to a certain extent because it is a marker for my movement. It's a bit like calorie counting. It's not necessarily the be all and end all, but it's quite a useful thing to know because it just helps you kind of monitor where you are with things. It helps you kind of keep things in check and nipping things in the bud if they're going a bit overboard. So step counting is a useful thing to do. And one thing that I've learned from living in the countryside and then spending quite a lot of time in London as well, is that urban living actually lends itself quite nicely, thank you very much, to getting your steps in. Somehow, just by living, so just by doing my podcast today, I've just got up, I've walked the tube, I've got on the tube, I've got off the tube, I've walked the podcast, I've gone to go and do something else, and I've come back again, then I've gone back on the tube, I'll get home, I'd have done my 10,000 steps. And the thing is, if I haven't, I tend to keep an eye on them. And then I'll give myself just extra little sort of 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. So I'll get off the tube a little bit earlier to do an extra walk. I think, oh, I've only got 1,000 steps left. I'm just going to go outside now and just go outside and just do a quick walk around the block and come back again. And it's little things like that. It only takes 10 minutes. So no, Olivia, you don't need to go to the gym for hours on end and do all that. You can just start to accommodate a little bit of extra. Now, the other thing that I absolutely love, which is a little bit new to everyone, which is why I've left it till last, is Chinese medicine, which obviously we all know that I'm completely passionate about, which is why I'm sat here talking to you, is they've got these amazing longevity exercises. It's one of the things that they specialise in. These are really, really simple, time-tested, thousands of years old exercises that you can just do first thing in the morning, and they literally only take 3 minutes. Do this one with me now. So just sit with your feet on the ground. You're all sat at home, right? Okay. So just cross your hands, like cross your heart like this. Okay. And just breathe. So give yourself a bit of room at your back. Okay. So come forward in your chair. Right. Now just breathe in and open your hands as if you're about to hug a loved one you're seeing at the train station. So breathe in and stretch. Breathe in. Now arch the back, stretch, breathe in, oh, and then just bring the arms back and let go. Oh, there. Feel that stretch in the lungs. And just do that one again. Now you know what you're doing. So, right, breathe in. My arms are going to my... It's like I'm doing a hallelujah moment, like Jesus Christ, superstar, like that, right? So breathe. Oh, and then just relax and let it go. And let's just do that one last time. Breathe in. Oh, there. And notice how you feel. Now, why that's good? Well, first of all, we're breathing, which is always good. Second of all, you're expanding the chest. Now, that exercise I've given you today, because at this time of year when this recording's coming out, this is when we're in minor cold and major cold seasonal nodes. And that's the very, very last seasonal node of the 24 seasonal node cycle. But right now, you want to protect the lungs from the cold. And that simple exercise is very, very good at strengthening the lung energy. And basically, if you want a bit of support with all of this, then I have a little plan, which is on my website, and it's called my rebalance plan. And I've sort of written it up for you, and it's completely free. So if this advice has helped you and you're kind of thinking, do you know what? Actually, she's talking a lot of sense. Well, she's talking a lot, full stop, but it is a podcast, so I'm allowed. But she's talking a lot of sense, thank goodness, and it is interesting stuff. So you know what? I'm going to go and look at that rebalance plan. I'm going to have a look at it and just have a look at some simple, healthy advice where I take you through the steps, one step at a time, okay? It's very, very easy to follow, and it starts very easily. And then we kind of step it up each time. So it goes to kind of three different gradients. And of course, always, always leave your comments here. The Q&A is such an integral part of this podcast. So we reply to these questions and we bring them into the podcast format. So feel free always to ask me anything if I can possibly help you. And of course, in return, we ask you to hit subscribe if you're subscribing, or if not, to send this to your friends and your family and loved one. Go, oh my God, you know what? You need to listen to this. It's super interesting. And then please rate and review us and tell us what a great job we're doing. So thank you so much for joining me, and we are very much looking forward to seeing you next time.